We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This is the Post Game Show on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Let's head back to Tony Castricone.
Along with Jason Hamilton, Huskies defeat California 62-51. And so, good week for the Dogs. Washington goes 2-1 this week. They beat the Cougs on Monday. Yeah, it was a tough setback against Stanford on Thursday, but answering with a win against California. So the Huskies have taken 2 of 3 as they head into the final week of the regular season. A road trip to Arizona State to play 2, and then they'll wrap it up same way they did last regular season in Tucson against the Wildcats.
Gotta love it, right? You gotta find, you know, good positive things in a season that's been hard to find good positive things. And, you know, a big win against Washington State. You come back, you don't play your best game against Stanford, and you rebound against Cal, you know, a team that also has been struggling. So nice to kind of cap it and get it done.
All right, let's kind of recap this game for you. How about the way it started? Travis Rice getting a start. They drew up a play for him, and he sinks a right-wing three to absolutely, you know, as much noise as 100 people in the building can make. They were making all the noise. That was a special moment for the walk-on senior in his final game at home.
Yeah, I mean, how perfect was that? That's the play that they had been working on, that they had set up, knowing that he was going to start the game. It's one thing, Tony, to practice that play. It's another thing to go out there and execute it. Got to give Travis Rice a lot of credit for slinging that thing and making it.
Yeah, and it was kind of tough. I mean, he was well defended on the play. It was a little bit of a fadeaway three-pointer, but he sank it, and the Huskies jumped out to a 3-0 lead. But then, you know, points were tough to come by for both teams, I'd say, over the next 10 minutes. As we're about, you know, halfway through the first half, it's only 13-12 Washington as we kind of turn the corner, and then the Huskies kind of have their first real run of the ball game. 8 unanswered points, a three-pointer from Stevenson, a layup from Quade Green, a three-pointer from Cole Badgema. The Dogs take a 10-point lead, and it would never get back down to a one-possession game after that.
Yeah, I thought the defense in that first half, you only give up 23 points in that first half, and you can say what you want about Cal missing some point-blank shots. They missed the shots, and Washington did a nice job of recovering. So having some momentum going into the halftime, as you said, and then playing well enough in that second half, you know, to finally get some distance, make a couple of plays, and pull away.
Yeah, scratch that. There was one time that Cal got it down to 3. It was, I think, 45-42, but the Huskies quickly in the second half answered with a three-point bucket to push it back up to 6. Well, while we're sticking in the first half, you talk about seeing this defense play better, and you know, statistically, it's probably going to be one of the best performances of this season for sure in the points column, holding Cal to just 51. But looking at what Cal did in the first half, 8-32 from the field, 1 of 6, 6-12 of the free throw line, and they did not make a field goal in the final 8 minutes of the first half.
Yeah, that's why I said, you know, for me, it was really about the defense for Washington. And really, that's what we used to see from these Huskies defensively, game in and game out. Now, the 51 points, you know, maybe that's a little low compared to what we used to see. But it was a phenomenal defensive effort to start. It put Cal on their heels. They weren't able to generate. Matt Bradley struggled mightily, you know, in that first half. He was 1 of 8 in that first half, playing 15 minutes.
They didn't shoot much better in the second half either. 8 of 28 from the field. So they go 8 of 32 in the first half, 8 of 28 in the second half. And, you know, I know Coach Hop is always saying, You don't want to give up more than 5 3-pointers. We want to defend the three-point arc, especially against a team. You got to remember, Cal comes in here with Ryan Bentley and Mikhail Foreman, who are number one and number two in the conference in three-point attempts. So you know they want to hoist them. But the Huskies didn't allow that tonight. Cal goes just 3 of 17 from the outside.
Can you continue to do that? I mean, now we've seen, outside of the Stanford game, we've seen 4 of 5 really good defensive performances, you know, with 3 games coming up this week. Can you build on that and continue to play that way?
Yeah, it should be interesting. I have an opportunity against Arizona State and against Arizona coming up next week. For the Huskies in this game, senior Quade Green, his final home game, leads the team in scoring with 17 points, 6 rebounds as well on a night where, you know, I mean, look, every night for Washington, it's a night where rebounding the basketball is important, and getting the guards involved on the glass has been helpful. 9 rebounds tonight for Jamal Bey, 6 boards for Quade Green, along with his 17 points.
You got to do it as a group. You know, 5 guys on the floor, everybody on the bench cheering along, and when you get your opportunity, come in and be an impactful player. We saw the impact of Jerron Brooks in a brief spurt. So, you know, we saw Cole Batchema in a brief spurt play well, and that's what you need. You need guys to go out there, get a rebound, get a stop, make a timely bucket, make that extra pass.
Huskies had 14 turnovers tonight. That's an okay number. It's down from the other night. The thing is, the turnovers came in flurries. There were huge chunks of the game where the Dogs did a really good job of taking care of the ball.
Yeah, and I think the more important thing there, Tony, is while Washington had 14 and Cal only had 10, Washington had 11 points off those turnovers and Cal had just 7. So they didn't take, Cal did not take advantage of the miscues like other teams have done in the past.
All right, nice game for Jamal Bey tonight. Well-rounded performance, 15 points, 9 boards. He was 1 rebound shy of his first career double-double, but also had a steal and 2 block shots today in leading the team in plus-minus with a plus-15 performance.
I'm so anxious to talk to Coach Hopkins about the defense that Jamal played, the defense in general, but what Jamal Bey did one-on-one against Matt Bradley. I think he frustrated him. I think he was physical with him. And I think he was a difference in this ball game, to be sure, not just on the offensive end, but the defensive end.
So Green had the 17, Bey had the 15. The other Husky scorer in double figures, Marcus Sahonis, with 10 tonight. He also had 4 assists and no turnovers, so a good game out of Marcus Sahonis this evening. Looking at the other scores, 5 for Stevenson, 5 for Cole Batchema, and 4 for Hamir Wright in his final game as a Husky. He also had 5 rebounds, 4 blocked shots for Hamir Wright, and Hamir now up to 132 swats in his career. He is trailing Malik Dime by just 5 to become top 5 all-time on that list.
Well, he's got 3 games plus a Pac-12 tournament, and see what happens after that.
It's going to be close. That's right. He averages about 1 a game, so he's going to be right there. He's going to have an opportunity. Nate Roberts had 3 tonight. Travis Rice, as we mentioned, had the first 3 of the game. Jerron Brooks and Riley Soren played tonight and did not score. That's the 62 points for the Huskies, 51 for the Cal Golden Bears. The Dogs get the win by 11 here this evening. Talk to head coach Mike Hopkins coming up here shortly in a moment as our postgame coverage continues after this from Home Street Bank.
Home Street Bank was born in Seattle, and for nearly 100 years, we've been your neighbor and a passionate supporter of local communities. That's why we continue to sponsor and support Husky Athletics through these challenging times. Home Street Bank remains dedicated to serving current and new customers through personal banking, home loan, and business banking solutions. Whether online or in person, we're here, and we're looking forward to helping you. HomeStreet.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Gerard Butler stars as a man determined to save his family from a catastrophic event. Rent, Greenland, now available at Redbox. When a comet is projected to hit Earth in 2 days and trigger the apocalypse, John Garrity desperately attempts to flee to a safe haven in Greenland with his estranged wife and son. The journey turns perilous as panic and lawlessness grow around them, making their path to safety uncertain. Watch Greenland and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
You're listening to Husky Basketball on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
What do Toyota Camry and Prius have in common? Both have set industry standards for years. Now, with the introduction of the new all-wheel drive Camry, they both come with the confidence and safety of Toyota all-wheel drive handling for all kinds of weather. Both deliver outstanding fuel economy, with Prius leading the way, and they both include the most advanced safety features as standard equipment. The new all-wheel drive Camry and Prius. Uncommon cars with a lot in common. Toyota, let's go places.
Air Van Moving is the official mover of Washington Huskies basketball. When the Huskies hit the road, they rely on Air Van to transport their equipment safely and to deliver right on time. The dogs trust Air Van to meet all their moving challenges, and now you can too, whether moving in town or out of town, business or personal. Let Air Van Moving be your official mover. Contact Air Van Moving at 1-800-681-9017 or online at airvanmoving.com. Air Van, the official moving company of Husky basketball, and your next move.
Inbounds in the corner for Badgema. Badgema dribbles up the foul and extended. Now down the lane, up for a dunk. Cole Badgema just beat Bentley to the rim. Good quickness by Badgema, who on the night now has five, and the Huskies lead 28-22.
We continue to see the growth of Badgema and the confidence rise.
And Cole Badgema with those 5 points in 20 minutes of action, helping contribute to Washington's 62-51 win over the Cal Golden Bears. And the Dogs, who get the victory here tonight, now have some momentum heading into this trip into the desert, where Washington will play three games to wrap up the regular season ahead of a trip to the Pac-12 tournament in Las Vegas. It's time now for our player of the game, brought to you by Toyota. Toyota, let's go places. What do you think tonight, Jay?
You know, I think there's a couple of candidates. Obviously, you know, Quade Green with his 17 and six, including a big bucket to really sort of seal the deal for Washington. But I'm sort of feeling like Jamal Bey with the 15 and nine plus the defense looks pretty good. What do you think?
Yeah, I like Jamal Bey tonight, especially defending the best player for Cal, Matt Bradley, holding him in check. Matt Bradley had a tough game tonight, and a lot of that had to do with many times when he had the ball, Jamal Bey was all over him. Bradley goes 3 of 16 from the floor tonight, 0 for 4 from the outside, 13 points. So let's say Jamal Bey. Bey's night, 15 points, 5 of 11 shooting, still continues to hit half his three-pointers.
Yeah.
I mean, he is so consistent. He doesn't pull the trigger that quick. I mean, he's very he selects his threes very well.
Yeah, he's definitely a selective shooter. There's no question about that. But that's the one good thing, I think about Jamal Bey is he lets the game come to him. You know, sometimes I wish he'd be more aggressive, but at the same time, he has a comfort level with how many shots he's taking, and they're seemingly in the flow of the game.
All right, so Jamal Bey is our Toyota player of the game, brought to you by Toyota. Let's go places. Huskies defeat Cal tonight 62-51 on senior night and send Hamir Wright, Quade Green, and Travis Rice out of this building with one final win. And we'll now head down to the desert to take on the Sun Devils and the Wildcats of Arizona. More postgame coverage coming up after this from Bailbreaker.
At Bailbreaker Brewing, we've always been proud supporters of UW Athletics since we paid tuition there. We're also proud supporters of fresh-brewed local craft beer on game day, which is why we'll be enjoying our Northwestern brand of family-farmed hoppiness during every Husky game this year. And we hope you'll raise a Bale Breaker to the Huskies on game day as well. Or drop by the brewery and grab some to go. You know, for all those other days. Bale Breaker Brewing. Fresh off the farm.
Alaska Airlines is proud to support Husky basketball. Like the fearless Huskies, we don't drop the ball when it comes to what matters. We're taking your safety seriously with tons of new ways to watch your back, like enhanced cleaning measures and masks required on every flight. So get back out there with the crew that cares. Book now, mask up, let's go. Learn more at alaskaair.com.
You're listening to Husky Basketball on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Bow down and drink up at Red Hook Brew Lab, located in the heart of Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood and less than 5 miles away from campus. Proudly partnered with Washington Husky Athletics, Red Hook offers a variety of small batch beers brewed on site, delicious wood-fired pizzas, small bites, craft cocktails, and more. With hygienic practices in place and social distancing in effect, Red Hook Brew Lab is your go-to destination to enjoy great beer and delicious food leading up to and during the upcoming football and basketball seasons. Go Dogs!
Join the Emerald Queen Casino Players Club and open up a world of exciting perks all week long. Get in on the action Sundays and Mondays with our Love Your Neighbor Hot Seat promotion. Tuesdays are Pick a Multiplier Day. And on Fridays, be sure to check out our Lucky Seat Table game drawings. Plus, download the EQC mobile app for a chance to win the new iPhone 12. Drawing on February 28th. The Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest.
Jamal May has it out top. Give it to Quade Green on the right wing. Finds Rice. Right wing three. Buries it! On a fadeaway three. Coming off the feed from Quade Green. Travis Rice, happy senior day.
How perfect of a start to this ball game can you have? Unreal.
And the Husky bench is amped. Dogs lead 3-0. That was as perfect of a start to the game as you could hope for. Travis Rice getting the start on senior day, sinks a three, and his fellow seniors, Hamir Wright and Quade Green, had nice games tonight, as well as the Huskies defeat California 62-51 and get the win to improve to 4-13 in league play, 5-17 overall on the season. Great way to start, Jay Ham. That was a lot of fun.
It was fun. It was great to see that execution like we talked about. And, you know, one of those moments I'm sure that Travis will certainly remember.
All right. Well, we'll go to another senior here for the Air Van Move of the Game, brought to you by Air Van Moving, official mover of Husky basketball on your next move. And with the game a little bit in doubt, Huskies build a 14-point lead. Cal scraps and claws. They get it all the way down to three at one point. But the Dogs were able to pull away down the stretch thanks in part to this phenomenal play by Quade Green. Handoff Bay, back to Stevenson, over the Green, at the W, 9 on the shot clock, there's the screen from here, breaks down off the dribble, and split a double team at the free throw line, extends the right arm, and hits a tough layup to push the lead to 9. Yeah, Quade finished with 17 points tonight, and those two were as good as any.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, you always talk about how he's a slight body, but sometimes he gets so skinny to get between defenders and still has the strength and the athleticism to finish at the cup.
Yeah, so nice game for Quade Green, his final home game as a Husky, as the Dogs defeat Cal tonight 62-51 to get the win. That was the Air Van Move of the Game, brought to you by Air Van Moving. We'll talk to head coach Mike Hopkins when we continue in a moment after this from Redbox.
Gerard Butler stars as a man determined to save his family from a catastrophic event. Rent, Greenland, now available at Redbox. When a comet is projected to hit Earth in 2 days and trigger the apocalypse, John Garrity desperately attempts to flee to a safe haven in Greenland with his estranged wife and son. The journey turns perilous as panic and lawlessness grow around them, making their path to safety uncertain. Watch Greenland and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Husky Basketball on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
At Bail Breaker Brewing, we've always been proud supporters of UW Athletics since we paid tuition there. We're also proud supporters of fresh-brewed local craft beer on game day, which is why we'll be enjoying our Northwestern brand of family-farmed hoppiness during every Husky game this year. And we hope you'll raise a Bail Breaker to the Huskies on game day as well. Or drop by the brewery and grab some to go. You know, for all those other days. Bail Breaker Brewing. Fresh off the farm.
Home Street Bank was born in Seattle, and for nearly 100 years, we've been your neighbor and a passionate supporter of local communities. That's why we continue to sponsor and support Husky Athletics through these challenging times. Home Street Bank remains dedicated to serving current and new customers through personal banking, home loan, and business banking solutions. Whether online or in person, we're here, and we're looking forward to helping you. HomeStreet.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Postgame show. Huskies defeat Cal tonight 62-51 on this senior day, and the Dogs with the win will now wrap up the year here at Alaska Airlines Arena and pack their bags and head for warmer climates down in Arizona. Two road games at Arizona State next week and one against the Wildcats in Tucson. We're now joined by head coach Mike Hopkins. And coach, happy senior day. You love to win for the seniors on senior day. Talk about these three young men, and your student trainer, Megan Black, who was honored as well today.
Just incredible people. It's such a great day to honor the seniors and what they've done. It's just really sad to me to not see fans showing their appreciation. It's really, really hard. And then, you know, like Travis Rice, you know, mom, obviously dad's on the staff. Dad can be here. Mom can't be on there. But, you know, the tradition continues. Travis came up. We ran a play for him, hits a three to get us going. And to be honest with you, it was the energy that we needed is kind of like to give us some momentum. So really, really proud of Travis. He's a kid that just busts his tail every day, comes in, workmanlike attitude, hardest worker. Hamir Wright, you know, is one of the best shot blockers here. And he can probably jump 4 inches. You know, I don't know how that works, but go gadget arm and timing. But a great kid, came all the way from New York to play here. I'm glad that he was able to win on senior night. Quad A Green, you know, had some moments today, had to calm him down. But, you know, he's just such a competitor and came from Philadelphia. Love him. He's matured so much in so many different ways. And then Megan Black, I mean, she's been here from the beginning. Our senior manager, she is. All the players are just, you know. Matisse Leibel was like he couldn't work without her. Like, she had to be in the shooting workouts we're doing. I mean, she does everything. She's a hooper. She's probably the best foul shooter on our team. But somebody just by any means necessary does everything needed for the team to be successful and sacrifices a lot. So congratulations to all of them.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Coach, I'm with you on the fan thing. I know, having gone through a senior day, it's a really, really awesome experience, and unfortunate, but what great contributions from all those young folks. Let's talk about this ball game, and let's talk about that three to start to get you guys that momentum. But it really was the defense that really got us, kept you guys in this thing and allowed you to extend the lead.
Yeah, you know what? We've been getting a little bit better in the match. The guys are feeling more comfortable. We want to go back to the original, and we're like, there's no way we can do it now. Like, they've become pretty good at it, and you know, based on personnel, it's been pretty good. But most teams, you know, they try to go down, and our big guys are doing better in the interior. Now, they're still getting fouls, but the interior defense is getting a lot better, and that will help us as we move forward.
Yeah, as you update the numbers after this game against Cal, you're holding opponents to 65 points a game over the last five games. I mean, I assume you'll take that. That's pretty good.
I'll say yes, please. Yes, please. I'll take three of those, four of those, and six of those.
Well, and down the stretch, important as well, right? I mean, Cal did get to the free throw line, but they didn't make a field goal the last 8 minutes and 8 seconds of this game. And as you're trying to salt one away, a game that was, you know, you got it up to 14, Cal comes back, it gets close. You got to get those stops in order to be able to preserve a win.
There's no question about it. We were able to get it. It was frustrating because you're going, oh, my gosh, are we going to get the rebound because we're getting them to stop? Mm-hmm. And for the most part, the guys did. I thought a big play in the game, Eric made a bad play down here and then took the charge. It was down to seven, and they were getting some momentum. And that was a defining moment for this team. We talked about being grittier. We have to be tougher. Like, you're going to make or miss shots. Just make the right play, and then grittiness on defense. And we were gritty enough to win tonight.
Coach, you do everything together, right? You win as a team. You lose as a team. You play offense. You play defense. So what I'm about to say about Jamal Bey defensively is one guy in a group. But I thought, especially one-on-one, when he went up against Matt Bradley, forced him into some very tough shots. Matt Bradley goes 3 of 16 from the floor, 0 of 4 from 3.
Yeah, you know, Jamal's got great size. He's got great size, great instincts. He did foul him on a three-point shot, which is going to make me have a nightmare tonight. But for the most part, you're right. He's a very good defensive player. He's got great length. He's got great instinct. And that poses a lot of problems. You'll see what people do to Quad A. They pick a bigger, longer guy on him, and it creates problems. And Jamal definitely created problems for Matt tonight.
Well, so you've won two out of three now as you head down to the desert, where last year we got some good memories of finishing the season on regular season on an uptick with those wins down there. A nice time to head south and wrap up the regular season with a little bit of momentum.
Well, we talked about, you know, being the new CBA team and the new G League team. And so, you know, every game,
Huskies,
every night. But at least we'll have some vitamin D down there. We'll have some there'll be some sunlight, and be fun to be together and have a chance to go play, you know, two really good teams.
All right. Well, congratulations on the win and the senior night festivities and pulling it all off. Happy for you.
Thank you, guys.
Head coach Mike Hopkins, as the Huskies defeat Cal 62-51 tonight to get the win. And now, again, wrap up another season at Alaska Airlines Arena. Now they go on the road, and, you know, it's sad to see that no more games here in our favorite arena in the country this year. But this strange year without the student section, without 10,000 strong in here. You know, this strange year here comes to an end, and now the attention goes elsewhere. It goes down to Arizona, goes to the Pac-12 tournament, and see what this team can do down the stretch.
Yeah, Arizona State lost a nail biter that I'm sure Gabe is going to talk about, you know, later on. But, you know, you lose to UCLA by one in that one, so you're going to be smarting a little bit coming into Tuesday's game. But I'm with you. I think the chance to get down there, knowing that you're going to play two games, knowing that you're going to get settled in, go out there and shock them. Go out there and get it done, and then go see what happens against Arizona.
That's exactly what the Huskies did last year.
That's right.
As well go do it again. So, again, our next show will be on Tuesday. We got a game on Tuesday night, a game on Thursday night. Both of those are against Arizona State down in Tempe. And then we'll wrap it up with a Saturday morning affair against Arizona, an 11 a.m. game on Saturday. Thanks.
And don't you get to throw in a Monday show as well?
We got a Monday coach's show. We got a busy time of year.
Right. That's,
and it's good to be busy, so that's a good thing. Huskies defeat Cal 62-51. Thanks to Terry Ryan, our engineer, for keeping us on the air here all season long. Gabe Genovese is standing by in the network studios with a check of scores. Selena, I'm coming home. This is Husky basketball from Learfield IMG College.
Join the Emerald Queen Casino Players Club and open up a world of exciting perks all week long. Get in on the action Sundays and Mondays with our Love Your Neighbor Hot Seat promotion. Tuesdays are Pick a Multiplier Day. And on Fridays, be sure to check out our Lucky Seat Table game drawings. Plus, download the EQC mobile app for a chance to win the new iPhone 12. Drawing on February 28th. The Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest.
And now, a moment of chill from Coors Light. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshment, made to chill after the short but cold beer run from hot tub to cabin. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Husky Basketball on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Hey, dog fans, you want to hit the nail on the head this season when remodeling or custom building your dog den? Let the awesome Hammer and Nail team take over and turn your building dreams into reality. The team at Hammer and Nail knows a few things about the hardwood, and their commitment to high-quality custom work is what sets them apart from the other guys. They handle everything from scheduling and quality control to making sure your project is on budget. Call Doug, the owner, at 425-732-9676 or jump on the web, hammerandnail.build. Go, dogs.
Alaska Airlines is proud to support Husky basketball. Like the fearless Huskies, we don't drop the ball when it comes to what matters. We're taking your safety seriously with tons of new ways to watch your back, like enhanced cleaning measures and masks required on every flight. So get back out there with the crew that cares. Book now, mask up, let's go. Learn more at alaskaair.com.
Dogs win tonight, 62-51 over Cal. Gabe Genovese with you in the Learfield IMG College Network Studios. Let's take one last look at the Pac-12. Our Star Rentals Pac-12 scoreboard, preferred supplier to the West Best Contractors. Busy night in the Pac-12. Let's give you all the finals. In Pullman, Washington State and Stanford go to three overtimes, and the Cougs pull out an 85-76 win. They bounce back after the loss to Washington and win twice to end the week to improve to 7-10. The Cardinal fall to 10-7. Number 17, USC, upset by Arizona at home, 81-72. The Trojans' seven-game win streak snapped. Arizona now just a game back of Stanford for fourth in the Pac-12. Oregon State falls to Colorado 61-57 in Corvallis today. The Buffaloes improved to 11-6 in the Pac-12 with the win. The Beavers have now lost four of their last five games. Over at Matthew Knight Arena, Oregon beats Utah 67-64. The Ducks stay hot. They've won five straight, are now 9-3 in conference play. The Utes have lost three in a row. And UCLA defeats Arizona State 80-79 at Pauley Pavilion. A free throw with a second to go by Jalen Clark gives the Bruins the win. They've now won three straight and stay and now tie USC atop the conference at 12-3. They're in second because the Trojans have the tiebreaker. The Sun Devils, who Washington will play twice next week, have lost three of their last four games. If you missed any of today's action, a full commercial-free replay will be available on the Go Huskies podcast, along with game previews, press conferences, and other exclusive content. You can subscribe to the Go Huskies podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play. Washington back in action Tuesday at Arizona State, the first of two games in Tempe against the Sun Devils. Tip-off set for 5 o'clock. Pre-game coverage will begin at 4:30, but before that, we'll have a basketball coaches show Monday at 7. Elise Woodward will talk to Jody Wynn for the first half hour, then Mike Hopkins joins Tony for the last half hour. One more time, your final, Washington 62, Cal 51. Tonight for Tony Castricone, Jason Hamilton, and our engineer Terry Ryan, I'm Gabe Genovese saying so long, thanks for listening to Washington Basketball from Learfield IMG College.
Been listening to Husky Basketball on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield ING College. Today's game was also sponsored by State Farm. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. The Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest. Redbox, the official at-home movie partner of the Pac-12. Visit Redbox.com for new movies and thousands more. And Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Washington Sports Network.